Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. All the stories you couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, let's begin with some baseball awards that have been handed out all week long. Let's start in the National League. No surprise, your MVP, Shohei Ohtani.
No, I would say that's not a surprise at all. Unanimous, right?
Yeah,
unanimous MVP. Third time he's an MVP. He is, the first and maybe only since Frank Robinson to win an MVP in both leagues. So, yeah, I'd say you go 50-50. We got a 50-50 watch for a reason. You're deserving of a unanimous MVP.
And then next year he's going to pitch. So he's actually going to be even more valuable next year.
Yeah, and people were like, don't pay that guy. Paying him $700 million. I mean, I'm sure John Henry is one of these. Paying him $700 million is stupid.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's pretty valuable signing there.
Yeah, I would say it's worked out well for the
Dodgers.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
There was Jimmy and Tommy and me, and there was Anthony Stabile.
How you doing?
Frankie Carbone. And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. And his guys, Frankie the
I got in trouble.
Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother.
Sure.
And you had Nicky Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
I saw that guy. Yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm going to go get the grab bag. Get the grab bag.
Nailed it.
Bravo.
Absolutely sticks the landing.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Judge won the American League MVP, his second career MVP award.
Also unanimous. Soto was third, I think. I believe Soto was third, if I'm not mistaken. And I think Duran was getting a bunch of votes as well. So
Duran, top 10. Duran was a top 10 finisher. And for staying consistent, Rafael Devers outside of the top 10. He has never had a top 10 finish in the MVP vote.
Never real interested in getting inside that top 10, just in the American League. Keith, do you want to get on your soapbox now? I know you've done this before about one MVP as opposed to one in each league.
This is my hot take that actually should just be a cold take and everybody should agree with me, but it's a little bit of a thinker. MLB now has interleague play all the time. They have universal DH, and yet they hand out two MVPs. It's the only sport that does it. There's no AFC, NFC, Eastern Conference, Western Conference MVP. If Jason Tatum was only competing against Eastern Conference guys, he might have two or three, but he's competing against Jokic, so it's going to be tougher for him. So they should scrap it, and they're not going to. And they're like, well, it's the history of the game. Well, so was having pitchers hit. So you got rid of pitchers hitting, which is fine.
Yeah, so it was no DH, period, and then no DH in the National League. Those are gone.
So that's all gone. Yeah. So there should be one. It should be, you should have to vote between Ohtani and Judge. You have to pick one of those guys to be the MVP.
Who would you vote for?
Ohtani.
Ohtani.
50-50, man.
Yeah, no, I'd say that's certainly the right vote. But no, it makes sense. I mean, there's only one Hart Trophy. There's only one MVP in the NFL, only one in the NBA. So get it done, baseball.
Come on.
Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot.
Thank you.
The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones.
I am, yes.
Celtics were at the White House yesterday, all smiles for those guys. They're all dressed to the nines. And even our very own Justin Turpin was down in the nation's capital. You see some of the photos that he had?
Oh, I did indeed. I saw some of the photos.
Oh, he's all dolled up?
Yeah, he's walking. Like, oh, well, all business Turp. Yeah, that's what he was. Yeah.
That was back to school Turp. And then Joe Biden kind of crushed it there. He's like, who are these guys?
That's what I want. I want to read on. You have this, Nick? Nick is giving me the thumbs up. You have this? If you haven't heard this, this is must listen audio.
Welcome to the White House.
Good.
I didn't know any of these guys behind me, but they just showed up. I don't know where the hell they came from.
Good joke. Strong start.
Might not be a joke.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls.
Oh, boy.
You're Celtics, right? The Boston Celtics.
Yikes.
NBA champions, the Bulls.
Balls.
But the Ball State Cardinals.
Did he say the Bulls?
Did he say the Bulls? Yeah, Celtics are the Balls.
NBA champions, the Bulls.
I like your Ball
State. Maybe you went to school with that guy, the Celtics or the Balls
guy. Yeah, could be. Yes, I think he's no longer with us. Biden's barely there. The Ball State.
Cardinals.
Thank you. Or did he say Bulls? He might have thought he's talking to the Chicago Bulls, and they're like, no, Joe, it's the Celtics.
rattles off all the guys. Yeah, he's like, here's Bill Cartwright. That's like where his memory stopped. Yeah. He's like, it's Bill Cartwright.
It's like my grandmother would tell the same story about riding the train and all these things. Yeah, he could just do the Bulls lineup over and over again. Right. Just locked in.
All right, very good.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of
crap bag.
Celtics Wizards tonight, Jones. He's looking to keep it going as they take on one of the worst teams in the entire NBA, the Washington Wizards.
Yeah. What was the deal with Jordan Poole again? Didn't we have something we had to watch with Jordan Poole in those games? I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah, if there's quote-unquote, like Keith said, baddies in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. If you see baddies in the crowd. Jordan Poole's going to start the game. That's definitely what it was. I forgot about that. Yes.
I mean, he'll score 40 in a loss as opposed to like 15 in the loss. Right. So I guess it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Giants released Daniel Jones. He had like a real sad sack kind of press conference yesterday where he was saying it wasn't good enough. He takes responsibility. Great fans, blah, 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 blah. And then it ended and you're like, is that it? And then it turns out he went and asked for his release. The Giants are expected to release him. He's going to clear waivers because he has a crazy contract.
Yeah.
And then where does he end up? Although I did see a funny...
I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter, I forgot who it was, but somebody on Twitter was like, I need the Cowboys to sign him so it could be Daniel Jones and the Cowboys versus the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Oh, brilliant.
That's pretty good.
Brilliant. Like, that would be a good move. I mean...
This guy's a disaster, though. He was a horrible pick at the time. He was horrible, but then you're like, maybe it's Joe Judge. Dayball got him to look like decent enough, but then they paid him, which was so dumb, even in real time.
We all knew it. Like, no one was like, wow, great signing, great contract.
No!
We all knew it, and then they doubled down and made it even worse, Keith, by, as you said earlier in the show, moving on from Saquon Barkley in very, very high-profile fashion on Hard Knocks this offseason. Moving on from Saquon Barkley, they compounded it. Not only did they make the Daniel Jones mistake, they picked Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley, they let Barkley go, and now they look like even bigger morons.
Crazy.
Avengers!
Grab bag.
Well, we hit on it briefly with Mike Onwenu, but big weekend at the box office, Jones, as two potential massive movies are in theaters right now, Wicked and Gladiator 2, 24 years after the original came out. You get the follow-up to Gladiator, and then Wicked, which everybody, it was a smash hit on Broadway. This is part one, It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. I think Gladiator's like 220 or 230. Like, so two longer movies.
So, you know what I was reading today, Keith? I mean, number one, they could combine for as high as 165 at the box office. That's among the predictions. So, you know, they're hoping to have like a Barbenheimer sort of impact, right?
Yep.
They're calling it Glicked, which you didn't love that name.
No.
Not a fan.
No.
So they're coming out with a sing-along version of Wicked later on, either this year or early next year. I forget which. And so they're telling people who are showing up to the theater, don't sing along. You're going to piss everybody else off in the don't sing along with this movie, but people are still singing along with the movie and pissing everyone off, even though this isn't the sing-along version.
That's why I'm going to see Gladiator.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Two, because I don't think anyone's going to sing along
no.
to Gladiator 2.
Doesn't that sound like your nightmare where like the whole theater is singing along?
Yes.
To the movie? That sounds just awful.
Or they do a Joker dig Keith, and it's a secretly musical the whole time, Gladiator 2.
Imagine that.
Gladiator 2 is just a musical the whole time?
Actually a musical.
You're like, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this.
A lot of catchy songs. But, we'll see how they are. I think Courtney's going to see Wicked today. I think she might be on her way right
now. You know what? You want to dress up, put on your witch costume? Like, I don't mind that, but like, you're going to sing. Right. That was her Halloween costume, right?
Uh-huh.
But you're going to sing along. Don't sing along. You're going to be the person who sings along in the theater. Like, get out of my face with that.
Can't do it.
Like, I was in a play once, so now I'm going to show everybody how good my voice is and how I could have made it in Hollywood if I just would have committed to it. Like, get out of my face.
Save it.
Yeah.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with Grab Bag.
Well, Travis Hunter.
I like that one. That was it.
Travis, no surprise here, Jones, but Travis Hunter said he for sure is going pro after this year.
Mm.
Now, the reason why I guess...
Alex Van Pelt googling Travis Hunter like you read about right now. He's like, wait a minute.
Who's this guy?
Yeah,
I do feel like it's an interesting test case, though, for certain guys, because now that you have all these new NIL rules... Travis Hunter probably is making a small fortune right now.
Yep.
So there might actually be in the near future a few more guys that would have automatically been, all right, after their junior year, they're going pro. But maybe they're like, I got a pretty good gig here. Like, maybe I will take one more year making millions of dollars in college and then still go to the pros after.
If anybody was going to do that out of those, Shadur has another year of eligibility, right? Like I could kind of sort of see Shadur doing that to stick it out one more year with Dion at Colorado. Like, maybe I could see that. Travis Hunter has no reason to stick around.
No, and if those guys are picks number one and two, like, you can't do better than that.
No.
You know, like, that's
no.
the...
Right, yeah, exactly. It's not like you're pick 15 where maybe you could come back to school and improve your draft standing. Like, you can't do better than that.
Right. Hello. Yeah? I'm here for the grab bag?
College football weekend, Jones, highlighted number 2 Ohio State versus number 5 Indiana at high noon tomorrow. Both trying to get into the Big Ten title game where they will face Oregon. Indiana's undefeated. Ohio State has one loss.
Have you seen Indiana yet?
Just highlights.
Okay.
With, the Rourke.
Yeah, so phenomenal. Their offense is fun. I don't know that they're going to beat Ohio State. Did you say the spread?
11.
Okay. So I probably want the points there. But this would be, obviously, it would legitimize them. They're undefeated. They haven't really played anybody yet. You beat Ohio State, you're probably ticketed for the Big Ten championship game against Oregon already sewed up a spot, right?
Oregon's in, yeah. So it's Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana are fighting for it the next 2 weeks.
So it's a huge, huge, huge game for them. I think they're pretty legit. again, I don't know that I pick them straight up, but I would take the points with Indiana in that matchup, yeah.
Well, this also speaks to what a lot of people are saying is these conferences now, depending on what schedule you happen to get that year, like can look drastically different.
Oh, Indiana had a very lucky, fortunate schedule. I mean, not this game, but they had a very lucky, fortunate schedule, yeah.
You also get BYU, Arizona State. There are a couple of top 25 teams. Army, who's still undefeated, is at Notre Dame. Irish are favored by 14, but those are sort of the big games. UMass on the road against Georgia.
Yeah, you gotta drive to Rhode Island or up to the New Hampshire border to bet that one. But yes, that's a fun that's one. That should go well for them.
And then BC, North Carolina is what you have.
Nice.
It's my
grab bag,
and I need it now.
All right, you're probably wondering, who are the top performers in the NBA last night? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's
four games.
Only four games. It was a light night, but that didn't stop Franz Wagner from putting up 37 points, grabbing six rebounds, and dishing out 11 assists in the Orlando Magic victory over the Lakers. In that same game, Anthony Davis went for 39-9, and R.J. Barrett, we've mentioned his name a couple of times. He had a good game for the Raptors, 31-7.
Raptors got back Scottie Barnes in that game last night. But I think out of those, you got to give it to Wagner, I think. It was a win. He had a monster game. I think you got to give it to Franz Wagner, yes.
The Wagners.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Jones. Time now for our random baseball player of the day. This guy did not win the Rolaids Relief Man of the Year because he was a position player. In fact, in honor of the MVP award being handed out yesterday in baseball, this gentleman was 19th in the MVP race in 1995.
That does honor it.
The only year he received MVP votes.
Carlos Baerga.
No, good one. Yeah. Shortstop.
Oh.
So a fellow infielder.
Yeah.
Shortstop.
Uh-huh.
Played his entire career.
Wow.
With the Angels.
Shortstop, one-time All-Star, entire career with the Angels?
That's right.
I feel like we should get this.
I feel like you definitely should. You said the years?
What year was he an All-Star? You said he got MVP 95. Votes. So I'm guessing it was all that same year. Okay.
So he's an All-Star, and he was 19th in the MVP vote in 1995.
I think it's too early for the – is it David Eckstein? No. He moved to the Cardinals later in his career. David Eckstein, no?
Not Eckstein. Eckstein might have replaced this guy. He played
– Oh.
In the 90s.
No, that's not right. I was going to say Tim Salmon. That's an outfielder. Who was I'm trying to picture these Angels teams.
Tim Salmon?
What do you got there, Billy? Billy's furrowing his brow.
I am, because I'm trying to picture the Angels. I'm trying to picture the California Angels of the time.
Yeah, probably.
So he actually played for both. He was there when they had the California logo, and then, when he switched over to Anaheim, he was there for both.
Okay.
So he played through the early 2000s.
So, who are on those teams? Garrett Anderson.
Dude, this is bad. You guys should know this guy.
We should know this one?
Oh, for sure.
David Eckstein. Mo Vaughn went there. Garrett Anderson. I'm just trying to spitball names here.
Yeah.
Sean Figgins.
Who did I say earlier? Tim Salmon. Sean Figgins?
No, it's too
it's
old.
Not him, no.
Okay. Yeah, and he bounced around. He played for more than one team.
.258 career average, although in 95 he hit .307.
Oh, I wonder what was going on there.
Those MVP votes were
for him.
He only had 5 bombs that year.
That was the days when shortstops didn't hit bombs. You know what I mean?
This guy, I'll tell you, I like him. I always liked him. He could not hit a home run nor steal you a bag, though.
Right. Yeah, how could we not get it?
He was a double single-digit guy.
Yeah.
Did you officially give us the years?
So he broke in 89. He played 2 games in 89.
Uh-huh.
And then his last season was 2000. He literally played the 90s with
you see Jones.
The text line has to have it. I'm pretty
they
sure.
They have to have this.
Gary DeSarcina?
Yes.
Oh. He got it.
He's a local guy. Went to UMass. He's a Massachusetts guy.
Did he do some – was he a manager in AAA for the Reds or in the minor league somewhere for the Red Sox?
Yeah, he managed he managed the Lowell Spinners 1 year. One of my first years in radio, I remember interviewing Gary DeSarcina with the Lowell Spinners.
That's egg on my face. That's a Malden guy.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, you're so disappointed in yourself.
Then I think he might have lived in Billerica.
I have to take a lap around the Malden Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, that would explain the text, because the text line was the whole page is Gary DeSarcina.
Yeah, of course.
So
I was like, I wanted to pick a random guy with MVP votes, and then I was like, this might be too easy because he's a hyper-local guy.
Well,
but
not easy enough, apparently. I'm not even close. I thought I had it with Eckstein. I thought I had it.
born in Malden, raised in Billerica. So that is a me and Billy wheelhouse. And then he went to UMass. How you like that?
How about managed for the Red Sox?
Never
played for another. I'm sorry. Yes, managed for in the Red Sox system for the Lowell Spinners. Never left the Angels. Wow. Okay,
that's amazing. How about that? One team.
Yeah. How about that? Oh yeah, coming. At, yeah, Dice. He's a Malden native, guys. Gary DeSarcina. We did get. Oh,
sorry,
this is,
Malden.
Yeah, this is good. Definitely Mark Trumbo. That was one text we got as well.
Mark Trumbo. Eventually, it will be Mark Trumbo.
Yeah,
back.
I'm sure.
Shoeless Joe.
I'm sure Shoeless Joe was in there. There were too many Gary DeSarcina tweets to see it.
Yeah,
but yeah, or text rather. Okay, so there's your random baseball player of the day. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have coming up, and we have the clip du jour on the way next.